I can, I'm there now. Are you there? Hello, Ken. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness for
You
that.
hear me now?
What a palaver.
You know what's
Yes, I can hear
happening?
you. Still cracking up a little bit. I can see you now. Are you there? Oh,
What?
somehow I'm on a webcam there. I'll take it off. You're all right. You're there still, yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'm gonna drop that because that. Okay. Right. We're here, ladies and gents. We've got a show for you, albeit a bit
Oh,
late, but we're
crackly.
here. Now.
Very
Okay.
crackly still.
Very crackly. Very crackly. Right. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to pass you on to the first call.
Hi, this is
Hello.
Laura. Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing? Sorry about tonight. It's been quite
Oh, no problem.
quite eventful.
That's how technology is. You know, I'm glad you
Yeah,
made it.
it's absolutely a nightmare. It's absolutely a nightmare, but at least we're getting there somewhere tonight, which is great. And can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me okay, Laura? Oh, fabulous. Fantastic. As long as you can hear me and I can hear you, we'll get there. your loved ones too, that's as well. Just as a, before I get started, what is it you're after this evening?
I guess I'd like to know what's in store for me around career and being able to move on to purchase a home of my own.
So it's career, home, and future in that aspect. Can I just say, would you understand your father in spirit, darling?
Yes.
Because this gentleman, I feel, was very, very organized in the way he did things. Would that make sense?
I think my mother was more organized than my dad.
Well, I have to say, with this gentleman, he did like the quiet life. In other words, that he would, as we say, do things just for the peace, in other words. So he was a very agreeable gentleman that way, wasn't he?
He said he was or he wasn't.
It's terrible. It keeps cracking up, mate. But I feel from this gentleman anyway that he's aside with you. He wants you to get the peace of mind that you wish to get. I know that you're working towards the home and everything else and owning your own home. And renting's been quite a nightmare for you, hasn't it?
Yes.
And the leases that you've had out before have been quite, how could I say, the landlords, as we call them. I don't know whether you call them landlords over there, but they've not been as good as they say they are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. In a way. I mean, they're not bad.
Okay. Let's get straight into this anyway, darling. Right, I have three decks of cards here. First, what I want from you is the day that you were born on, the number, in other words.
The first.
So, for instance, mine, I'm the 12th of January, so I would give the 12th. Do you understand me? So the
So
number
I'm
of
the
the day you were born
first.
in that month.
Right, I'm October
First.
1st.
Okay, well, that's great. So we've got 1 and 10. Pick a number 1 to 3, darling.
Three.
Gosh, you certainly ponder, don't you, making choices. No wonder you're stuck where you are a little bit, darling. Okay, so it's 1 and 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what's your lucky number, darling?
Seven.
7. Has to be. Well, with that, number seven is actually the strongest spiritual number. So if your birth number is a seven, you'll find that you are very connected to Mother Earth and life and spirit and everything else. But you're more the type of person that doesn't see things coming before they happen, if you get me.
Yeah,
you walk
I think
straight
that's
into
true.
Them. Yeah. You walk straight into them, darling, and that's your problem at the moment. You're not allowing yourself that vision or that opportunity to listen to things as they come through. As I draw the first card for you here, which is the day of your month card, which is the first. This is the stillness card. For me, it has two meanings. One means that you've stopped, stood still, and you've come to a dead stop. Do you understand me? And that's how it feels for you at the moment, as if you're getting nowhere. Very quickly, you're just getting nowhere, darling. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's true.
You work in a city, darling. Does that make sense?
No, I'm not working in a city.
Right, so you're coming from more of a rural place then, where there's trees and, you know, forest and different things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, currently where I'm at, it's more rural.
You've come from the countryside, in other words, and that's where your origins are and your family the same.
Yes.
Okay, as I look into this card, that's why I'm giving you this. I can see the trees, the countryside, and the stillness, it says. But where you are at the moment, you haven't got that peace at all. Do you understand me? When you go home, it's not like a place of peace and a sanctuary. Do you understand me?
Yeah, that's exactly true.
There used to be an old song, and Ken will love me for this, in the charts in England. I don't know whether it charted in America, but the song was, "Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home." But at the moment, you haven't got a home. That's what it feels like to me. I feel very unsettled with you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm not happy where I live.
And that's what I'm picking up from you. And it's time to actually make that change. But for you, it's very difficult to find the direction that you need to go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You find it difficult making choices, don't you, darling?
Yes.
But the thing is, choices, to make choices easier, you have to have less of them, if you understand me. And you haven't got a lot to choose from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, that narrowing down of choice, as I look at the second card, is bliss. And I have to say, there's your gran in spirit. Would you understand your nan in spirit, please, darling?
Yes.
And I have to say, with this lady, she was the family woman, the main center of the family. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A fantastic home builder. Everything was all in place for her. People had no problems coming to see her because everything was in place, settled. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly.
And this is what you're pining for, darling. Now, with Gran, I do feel with this lady that she will have gone very quickly at the end. Does this make sense to you, please, darling?
Yes.
And as her transition happened, there was no way of communication with other people. She'd stop talking to people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I feel with the illness that she had, darling, it was impossible for her at the end of her time to actually tell you she loved you, darling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she was in a coma.
In the coma, that's what I was trying to say there, because she just was, it just suddenly stopped the communication. She suddenly just drifted off, and she was just on the life supports, and that's the way that it went. Does that make sense, darling?
Yes.
And as this lady comes forward, though, I do feel that you were able to see her before that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When my mom used to take me to visit with her.
And what I feel with this lady as well is that she holds you as that small young girl that you always were, and she's never ever forgotten that. But what she says to me is, as a little girl, you had no worries, no problems, no difficulties. You're allowing them to get in your way of making yourself go forward, darling, okay?
Yeah. I need a good job with good income to get that house and move.
Well, that's the sort of thing I was looking at now, where it's stopping you from achieving this. This card's called the Bliss card. Now, bliss, as you know, is happiness. It's about being at the height of where you would like to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You have not got it, darling, because the problem you've got is just, it's not just money. It's actually achieving that finance. Does that make sense?
Yes.
As I turn the lucky number card at the end, the 7 card, this is the orientation card, right? And for me, that is about knowing where you need to be or knowing how to get there. You really haven't got a clue how to get there at all. So how are you ever going to get there? Does that make sense?
Exactly. Exactly.
So now what you've got to try and do is make a plan and try and stick to it, darling. But that's not in your nature to do that. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have a diary, darling. You know, you keep a diary?
No.
And that just says it all, doesn't it? Because each day is going to be a day, but it's not a planned day. And by the time that you forget, you know, that the day has started, it's nearly over. You need to get organized now, darling. If you want to achieve something, you know, you've got to get things diarized. By the looks of this, there's a lot of stars in this, and Orion and Venus and Sirius and all that type of stuff. All these type of things give me like the Harry Potter syndrome for me. And I have to say that is that, you know, until the end in Harry Potter, he had no idea where he was needed to go, did he? Have you watched Harry Potter,
yeah,
darling?
Yes.
Well, it's some magician and it's a good thing. So rather than reference that, I'll put it in plain language for you. If you do not plan, if you do not have a diary, if you do not organize, then you are never ever going to get to where you would like to be. So today and tomorrow, you will need to make that plan and put things in place, love. All right? I want to give
well, I'm
you...
Trying, I'm trying to get another a job, a better paying job, so I can move forward.
Okay. Well, you need to change the type of job you're doing as well, darling, because that's never going to bring you what you want either, is it? Does that make sense, love?
I don't know where to go or where to turn.
And that's exactly where it is, right? The direction I want you to do is actually look at what you can do, where you can do that, and then get money behind you, because your savings plans aren't very good either, darling, are they? And that's what I'm seeing in the card there.
No, I mean, if I...
And I know that
I get close, and then something happens, and the rug gets pulled out from under me, and I'm starting all over again.
Positive thoughts. Stop worrying that the same thing is going to happen over and over again, because you know what, love, it will do. And the idea is, I've got a date here, the 26th of June. Would you understand that date at all?
No.
Then remember, I've mentioned the 26th of June, darling, because it's a specific change within the stars from that. And the other thing that I'm seeing here, Orion is a belt, so, you know, in that, I'll take that symbolically. You need to tighten up your belt really hard and keep hold of that money for a planned length of time to achieve what you really want. And then you will find you'll sit there on your porch or wherever you want to be laughing because you'll have made it. But you see, you can't do that with how you're doing things. I understand life gets in the way, but if you want something that bad, you're going to have to put life out of the way and get on planning and putting things more in place, okay?
Okay.
Would you understand this name, Carol, please?
I had a friend, Connie, who had a sister named Carol. She's still
no,
living.
No, no, darling, no. Don't make it fit, darling. I'll take that as symbolic because it's a certain shift and change for you and around December or Christmas, but that's a significant month for you as well.
Okay. The only Carol I know is her sister.
Right. As I said, don't make that fit. It's fine. I took it symbolically as Christmas carols, darling. And that's how it's given to me, that there's going to be a lot of singing and a lot of happiness around this Christmas for you, okay?
Are they saying why?
Well, all I'm picking up is that there's more financial stability around that time this year. I've given you June the 26th. Do not forget that date. It's an important date. I also want to give you September the 3rd as well, darling. But September's a significant month for somebody who passed.
My mother's birthday was September 5th.
Well, that's fantastic. Knock me for 2 days out, but there you go. And I did say mum in that sentence as well. So that's very significant that, you know, there's a connection to your mum and everything else within that date. Okay? So 2 days, well, 2 days before mum's birthday. That'll help you remember. There's a significant change in your living and where you are and where you're staying. June 26th, there's a financial change. And by Christmas this year, I can see more singing and more happiness. So that's what I'm getting given from Spirit for you, darling, as well as the cards.
Okay, that sounds good, Michael. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thankfully, we got through our first one this evening. So I'll just say to you, God bless. And if you're on Facebook, add me, Mike Boyd, Spiritualist Medium, or Michael Boyd.
Okay, I'll look you up. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for the reading. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura. Now, we're going to, the only way we can do this properly there this evening, because Michael has actually opened the studio via is Skype, and the one microphone seems to interfere with the other for some reason. I don't know why. But as I take off Michael's microphone and bring the next person on, so I shall announce the next person now, and that's going to be Holly, I think, if she's there, and she's not, so she's gone. No, she's there, actually. And why have I put the word Don beside her? Because she's not Don yet. I don't know why I did that. Okay. It's probably because I got confused. Holly actually rang in twice. Right. So Holly is going to be the next thing. And I'm going to shut up now.
So. Hello, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Holly. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's really, we're only just about getting through tonight. I get some crackles and I get some clear stuff, then it's crazy. What can I do for you tonight?
Can you just see what you pick up on, or you like a question?
Yes, you can ask a question if you like.
Am I going to reconnect with a friend from the past?
Would this lady be... Yes, just about. I can just about hear you now. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Holly. Okay, you're there. Good, good. I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It keeps coming and going. It's a bit strange, this, but I think I'll have to try and invest in a better speaker and different things on this side, although I've got a really good laptop, so it should be really clear as anything. What I'm picking up from your friend, this is the lady that passed with cancer, was it, darling?
I don't know.
No, okay, that's fine. Then I won't go down. I have got a lady here with me that's sitting with me while we're talking, and I do feel very much either like your nan or your mum. Would that make sense, please, with the cancerous condition?
Yeah, I will say grandma.
Grandma, that's okay. That's fine. That's our Englishness, where we call nan and stuff like that. So, but grandma, that's fine. I had a grandma as well, so she was lovely. As this lady comes through, I do feel with this lady that she's trying to open your eyes to the right direction at the moment, because all you seem to be doing is just, how can I say, Groundhog Day. Does that make sense?
Kinda.
Kind of makes me work harder, as they say. That's lovely. Right, let's do the cards. I've got three decks of cards here. Pick a number 1 to 3, darling.
3. 3,
okay. Okay. Right, Holly. I want the number of the day that you were born within that month.
25.
Your birth month, the day. 25. Okay, lovely. And now the month, please, the number of the month.
10.
10. Another October birthday, that's 2 in a row. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. Well, you just pick a number 1 to 20. I'm not going to give you a lucky number tonight. 1 to 20.
8.
Okay, thank you. Okay, lovely. All right, darling. Now, you're looking more... You wanted to contact with your friend. We'll see if we can bring her through, darling, and that's what we'll try to do. Would you understand this name, Sue or Sue-Ann or Susan, please?
Yes.
Would this connect with your friend, please?
No, it's my mother.
That's your mother, did you say?
Yeah. My boss's name is Susan, too, so I got 2 Susans.
Okay. Both are living, you're talking about there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would be why I would mention... This would be your mum's mum, then, your grandma.
Yes.
Well, that would be very significant that she's used your mum's name straight away, which is very nice.
Yes.
I do have to say as well, with mum at the moment, there's how could I say, not a lot of contact between you. Does that make sense?
There's zero contact.
And that's basically not because you don't want to. It's basically because of a situation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I think your grandma would have loved it if that settlement would come, but it's never going to happen, is it?
No.
And that's where the argument that's happened in the past to to do with a gentleman has happened, isn't it?
Yes.
And what I can feel from this, Holly, is that there's been no change for a long time. Does that make sense?
Years and years and years.
And that's never, ever going to be built, that bridge.
Nope. It's broken.
And for very good reason. And for very good reason as well. Because the gentleman I'm talking about stands between you and her. Once you was you, and now it's her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I just feel with this relationship, it's become very bitter through this man. And it's got a lot to do also with money, homes and living, and almost like you were kicked out or moved away from it. Does that make sense?
Yes, both happened.
Okay. And it's almost like, you know, your mum, okay, I'll just put it as it is. I give things as it is. I do feel there's a very loving connection between your ex-partner and your mum. Does that make sense?
He lives with her.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel, that there's a change of love between from you to her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's quite disgusting, but yes.
Yes, and you're the bigger person here, darling. You're going to have to be. Because
yep.
Your life is waiting to explode into wonderful things right now. But you will not allow yourself, because you're not letting go of that past and that what happened. Your mother's not worth that, if that's what happened, which it was. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, your first card, which I turn, has the number 65. So I would say 65 is a number that's significant to you. It could be 1965, or it could be the number 65 around you, or to do with your life. The card is called The Calling. Now, just remember what I've just said about your new life that can start from here, today, tomorrow, or when you choose. But the problem is you have to choose, because you're not allowing that to happen at this moment, are you?
I don't know if I agree with that, because I don't talk to them. I don't care what they're doing.
What I'm doing is talking about your life, not about just letting go of the past and allowing the future in for yourself.
Yeah, but I thought I did that, so that's why I don't understand.
Okay, so life's wonderful for you now, darling, and you're doing everything great.
Yes.
Okay, so why do you need guidance then, darling, if everything's going great? I'm not being rude, I'm being very practical here.
Oh, I just want a message from spirit. Because my mom hasn't came up in a long time in a reading.
I did get you around. No, I get that, and I'm not being pedantic when I talk that way. I'm just trying to say, if life's wonderful and everything's going okay, then don't knock it off kilter by searching for something that you don't need. You know what I mean? Your grand's come through, darling, definitely there. Would you understand your father in spirit as well, darling?
No, I've never met him.
Well, he's in spirit, darling, whether you've met him or not, but that's the gentleman I got through just before. And also your grandfather's in spirit as well, please, darling.
Yeah, grandpas are.
Anyway, getting back to the cards. With this, it's the calling. And what I'm trying to say is that there is something in your life that you really should be, you know, doing, not what you... All right, sorry, go back. Rewind, here we go. Okay. Life is sweet, you say, and everything's fine. But there is something else that you should be doing, like to be
doing.
Oh,
it's my music.
Not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's my music. I just started a new job and I don't have
singing,
time.
Music. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well,
say that again?
Singing. Using.
Yeah, music.
And that's where you need to be with things at the moment. And as I'm looking at this, I've got your gran looking down on you in the card. Also, what I do see here is a stag. That's like a deer.
What is that?
Okay.
Oh, I just saw a deer yesterday. 5 deer yesterday in my yard.
Okay. That is a sign or omen from your grand darling, showing you that she's around and being there. We have often robins, little robin birds. And the other one is like another bird that frequents on your porch. These are all signs from spirit. And they are.
I do have a bird on my porch, a bird's nest.
Well, there you
go. Right on my porch. On my front door. On my front door.
Mm-hmm. Right. As I turn the next one, this card's called Wolf Medicine, right? It's the number 23 on it. And I have to say that 23 is definitely a significant number for you, right? I have to say as well, it's got a wolf on it with a wand in it. For me, that's power. You have your own power to create your own magic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the opportunity to change where you are. If you want to go singing, you need to do that yourself. If you want to learn an instrument or play the guitar and different things like that, it's you that has the power to do that. You also have the power to stop yourself from doing it. So now it's about putting those two things into place. I also want to give you the 5th of November. That's bonfire night over in here in England. But the 5th of November is very significant to you. You can't place that date for, can you? Then what I will say is this year, the 5th of November. Sorry.
Go ahead. I was thinking it was an ex-boyfriend's birthday, but I'm not sure.
Well, never mind that as an ex. We don't want to go down that road. You've gone past all of that, and that's wonderful that you have finally got yourself to where you need to be. I'm saying to you, November the 5th is a very significant date for you then this year. Hold on to that, but I've given you that. So, and as I move into the last card, it's the Winged Messenger card. This is the message from Spirit. He's the gentleman that comes forward to you. It's your gran that's the main person with you at the moment. I do say that your friend is also close as well. Would you understand something connected to your friend to do with a car, please, or a vehicle? I don't know whether this is to do with their passing. Does this make sense, please? No.
Yeah, then it's probably the tire fell off. Yes, it does. Yes.
Well, as long as you can understand that, my darling, that's fine. Because I do feel that this person is around you a lot. I also want to say that this was I've got a young gentleman with me as well, who passed when he was very young. Does this make sense, please? Sorry?
Yes. Yes.
I also want to say something about milkshakes with this young man as well that you shared, or you did, and sports and something like this. Does this make sense, please?
Yes.
I also want to say he's a bit of a practical joker, isn't he?
Yes.
It's almost like he wants to pull your pigtails, darling.
Yes.
But he said, you know, you've just had your hair done recently, haven't you, love?
Yes.
Because he was just laughing and giggling how you thought... You wanted to do the same thing as you always done, but you changed your mind, didn't you?
Yes.
He says, that's the girl I know. The one that wouldn't just go and do the same thing as everybody else, or go and do, you know, excuse me. Excuse me, take that away, please. I have to say, with this young gentleman, I feel as if I'm choking a little bit as well, please.
Oh.
Would this be part of his demise towards his end or his passing, please?
Yeah, probably.
Because I just feel that I can't swallow properly, I'm choking, and I just can't swallow properly and everything else. That's how I feel with him.
That's my friend's... my friend's mother, that's what's happening to her today. My friend on Spirit, his mother has that problem right now today in the hospital.
That's wonderful if you can take that, because he's just, though I don't like it, he placed that onto me, you see, to pass on to you. And that's what happens sometimes with spirits when they come. They try and impose things that are going on around you and his mother and his family and everything else. I just want to say with this young gentleman as well, it's almost like I can see, like, you know, the old white ball tires on a car or something.
His tire fell off when we were driving and it rolled down the street past us.
That's lovely. That's absolutely lovely. And it's nice that he's come through, like, just to give you a little bit more specific evidence, you know. But what I can see for you, Holly, is that you need to follow your dreams a bit. That's what spirits are trying to say.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams more. You have your own power to choose that. Your job still can carry on. Do you understand me? And you can do the other part as well as that, can't you?
Yeah, now that I got a new nice job, yes, I have time now.
So there you can build that up, and then eventually it may come your job anyway. And
yes,
you can do something that you love so much.
Yes.
Who's been singing in the shower?
Me.
I have to say, darling, I don't think it's all like the country and western style stuff, is it, love?
No.
Genre
not
is
all
a bit more rocky and stuff, isn't it?
Hip hop, yeah. Hip hoppy, rappy.
I just could feel it was a lot more than like, you know, soft stuff. It was more direct and to the point and everything else. And
that's me.
I think that's where you need to be going, and then get into the studio work and different things like that as well, because I think that's what I can see with you with what's coming through. I also want to give you the 27th of May, darling.
Okay.
Okay. So if you can't remember, place that at the moment. 27th of May is a very significant date this year, as well as the 5th of November.
Okay.
All right, darling. What I'm going to do is I'll just round it up there for you. Please remember the 5th of November, the 27th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Your lovely grandma comes through, and she's watching over you, and she wants you to be happy more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend came through, went on about the tire and everything else, and it was laughter and that you need in your life. Your life is good, but you need to have that laughter and upliftment a bit more. Does that make sense, darling?
Yeah.
Holly, follow your dream, darling. Go for it with all your heart. You never know. You never know what doors are going to open. You never know where you're going to get unless you get out there and try. Okay, sweetheart?
Yeah. Okay, thank
you. All right, darling. Well, I wish you God bless.
You too.
Okay, thank you, Holly. Right. I'm sorry that I have to mute Michael's microphone up before bringing the next person in. But if we have the two microphones on at the same time, the one crosses the other. I don't know why that is. But okay, let's see where we're going. We have Christy online next.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are we doing today?
I'm not doing too good. I need some guidance.
Okay, fantastic, Christy. All right, let's start straight away. I have three decks of cards, one, two, or three.
Let's go with three.
Three, okay, that's lovely. Right. Now, normally I do this by the day that you were born on and the month. I'm actually feeling a bit different with this one because I think we need to be very direct. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Right. You have a house number?
Yes, 17.
Okay. What number?
17.
17, thank you. Well, in that, we have three numbers, right? We have number one. So I'll pick number one. Number seven. And we have 17 itself. Because I feel there's an awful lot to do with home life at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And a struggle maybe not just only with yourself, because you don't live on your own, do you?
No.
Right. Okay. I'm just feeling there's confrontation involved here. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, there's a lot of confrontation.
And you're wondering whether you should stand your ground, stay there, or leave. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is you picked the psychic tarot deck. So it's one of the strongest decks I've got. So the questions we're asking first is, should I stay or should I go? Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Following that, if it says stay or you should stay where you are, then how should you deal with that? We can come up with stuff like that. Would you understand your dad in spirit? Very close you were when you were younger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we were very close.
And I do feel after he went, there was a massive void that needed filling and never has been filled. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. Would you understand the name Andrew, Christy?
Yes, I know an Andrew.
Okay. I also want to give you the name David as well, please.
Yeah, that was a cousin of mine. We lost contact when he went to jail.
And I just feel
How's
at the moment
doing?
With Dad, he's trying to balance things. Sorry.
Is David dead?
Say again, Christy.
Is David dead?
No, I can't see him in spirit, so don't be panicking, please.
Oh, okay.
please don't panic. It was your father that I was bringing through. So I do feel with this gentleman that he was just talking about family things as well and that type of stuff.
Okay.
I also want to... Right. Would you also understand the name Sean, please?
Sean, yeah.
Okay. I do feel there's a lot of connection around you at the moment. With all this problem that's going on, it's not your fault. Do you understand me?
I felt that way, but I don't know. I feel like that's really selfish of me to feel that way.
I just feel there's a lot of anger involved, Christy. Does that make sense?
Yes, there is.
And it's your issues that are impacting onto that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on a radio show, so it's very sensitive as well. So what I would say is it's coming out in different ways. Does that make sense?
Yes.
In ways that you would never, ever have ever done. Do you understand me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What I can say is, though it's not your fault, you are the one that is doing it. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
You're the one that has to take control. Well, it's like taking control of the beast. Do you understand me?
So I should embrace the beast?
What?
Yes?
It's like taking control of the beast. That's what you need to do. Okay, I turn the first card first. This is number one card. Now, as I look at this card here, it's the triumph and success card. Now, in life at the moment with business, job... Sorry?
Oh, I was just agreeing, yes.
Yeah, triumph and success. What I'm saying is in life and in business and in work and everything else, things are coming really good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to brag, but, you know, we making money out here, you know what I'm saying?
That's not the issue then, is it, you see?
And no,
as I said at the beginning, it's about learning to whether you need to stay or need to go. The problem is, the situation is partly your cause with that. Do you understand me?
Yes.
The partner knows the buttons to press. Does that make sense?
Yeah, my boyfriend, he always knows how to trigger me just correctly. I come home in a good mood and just right, my whole mood will get changed because Jordan is his name. He just always knows how to trigger me. Like, everything goes wrong. He doesn't like the certain milk that I buy. The dinner that I cook is never good enough. You know, it's always something, you know?
Yeah. And I feel from this that it's just his way of, I don't know, trying to...
I think he's got someone else. And he's trying to
himself. He's trying to what? Sorry.
I think he's trying to start some problems to make us fight so he can get a way out.
Perfectly said. Absolutely, Christy. 100%. You've
that's
said it for me,
do?
But that's where I'm going. That's how I feel with this. Because the next card I put is about spiritual... Sorry?
Should I break up with him?
Right. Should I stay or should I go? That's the terms we're going to use, okay? Because
yes,
I don't like ever to say to somebody in a reading, you should break up. Because that means I'm telling you what you should need to do. It's a choice, Christy. Remember this. I'll give you informed spiritual connection, psychic connection and everything else and advice. I will never, ever say to someone unless I know for 100% how bad it is. And when I would say that is, in other words, severely violent or anything like that, I would say to somebody, you need to break up and get out of it. But you're not quite at that stage, are you?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, I don't feel it's a yet, okay? That means, you know, it's an informed choice that you're going to have to make. Now, September's a very significant month to you.
Yes, Daddy.
Or a birthday or anniversary. Sorry?
Yes.
Birthday. But I see 1st of September this year as being a full change for you, of your circumstances, your love life, everything.
Okay.
1st of September. You can't forget that one, can you?
Yes, 1st of September.
The second card I turned over was spiritual strength. You've lost a lot of your faith. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, Dad.
Where's your beliefs? Where's your love in your life to do with your self-faith and self-belief and your spiritual belief? It's time to be stronger about following a better path. Okay?
Okay. Yes, Daddy.
Now, the last card you picked, I'm just going to tell you what it says on the bottom. Passion ignited.
Oh.
Where's the passion gone?
Right.
Where's the passion gone? Are you getting me?
Yes.
You getting me there, Chris?
Yes, Daddy.
Where has the passion gone, darling? You need to flip and get yourself in a place where you feel valued, loved, wanted, needed. Do you understand this?
Yes, Daddy. I had one question. Recently, I stopped doing my work. I was in a field of work, and I stopped. And the reason I stopped is because I felt like no one was as motivated as I was at my job. So I stopped because everyone else wasn't motivated. But I still have the hunger in me to do this job. But
passion
without
ignited.
Others, I just feel like it's a pointless job.
Mm-hmm. Passion ignited. Does that make sense?
So I should continue on my journey without them?
You need to find your own way forward. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's time for you. Because
is
I'm telling you, darling,
spirit?
If you're going to stay where you're at. Pardon?
Are you able to see my mother in spirits?
Right, because you mentioned it, that's the way that I'll go with this. I'll give you some other evidence. If you're saying your mum's in spirit, then what I'll say is that the lady I can feel was your gran. I do feel that, that gran is there, her mother is there in spirit as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, I feel really guilty because I had a severe secret that I wanted to tell my mom before she had met her demise, and I never got to tell her that. Would you be able to transfer that?
She knew. She knew all
along. She knows David's first name?
Say again?
She knew I was gay this whole time?
She knew you were gay all the time, yeah.
Bullshit! I never told her!
Listen, did she ever push you away, son? She never pushed you away, ever, did she?
Hello?
John?
Michael?
Yes?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know whether you picked up on that. Did you hear what was said there?
No.
No.
You didn't? Okay, I'm sure the other I'm sure the other callers would have heard. Okay.
What did he shout?
What did he shout?
Okay, never mind. Right, we're moving on then. No worries. Okay.
Breaking up
Kerry,
so bad.
Kerry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how are you today, Michael?
Hi, how are you, Kerry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's just there. The crackling and the noise. It's
strange here.
Bad at the moment. Technology's not on our side tonight. And well, I don't know what that last caller was going on about, but you know. But anyway, moving forward, what can I do for you tonight, Kerry?
Yeah, checking to see if there are any messages or anything I should know. Right now, I feel that I'm on the right track. I just gotta. Some things are going well in my life. I just gotta keep taking them to my to what I'm trying to achieve.
Okay, darling. Well, I've got three decks of cards. One, two, or three.
I'm gonna go with number one.
Number one. Okay. Yes. Lovely. We'll go back to the old-fashioned way. I want the day that you were born on in the month.
The day? Oh, the month was August. The day is 12. August
Sorry,
12.
Say again.
August 12th.
Give us your date of birth.
I'm sorry?
Just give us your date of birth again, darling.
Oh, August 12th.
August 12th.
August?
Okay.
Yes.
12 and 8. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 8. We go back. Do you have a lucky number, darling?
I'm sorry?
A lucky number?
My lucky number,
do you have a lucky number?
Is number 7.
Everyone loves number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here we go. Right. Okay. What would you like me to ask of the cards, darling? That always helps as well.
All right, great. Okay, so I am going back to school to complete my master's degree. And I do have a passion for acting as well. And today I believe that we are in a do-it-yourself era because New York City is so oversaturated with actors. I think, to me, I think you have to be able to do things for yourself in order to help doors open for you. So I guess my question is, if I take a camera and start doing, I don't know, my own reality TV, leading to other things later down the line. That's if I wanted to.
So that's, so that you're doing your master's degree and everything else, the main thing, just so I'm clear, you would still like to go into, like, cinema, theatre, or acting?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're looking for that extension. Now, what I can see here is the first card that I turn over is the White Buffalo card. Now, that's a very revered creature and a very revered image that's on the card. White Buffalo is also about, it's an anomaly, you see, or an enigma. So you would not always see the White Buffalo, would you? You know, it would be a magical thing. Understand me? What I can see is that magic within your life at the moment as well, but you would rather develop that. Can I ask?
Yes, yes.
Why are you redoing your math? Well, why are you taking the maths now?
Why am I doing what?
You said that you were going back to school to do your maths.
Yeah, my master's. I have my bachelor's, but I want to do my master's.
Master's. You're going for your master's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
But
that
on the side is acting. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, you're there.
Yeah.
Yes. You're breaking up an awful lot. What I'll do is so that you can hear me, can't you?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic. Then I'll just go right through the reading for you so that at least you get that.
And can you
hear I'll try
me
and
clear?
Ask and hear. You're just
Hello?
Breaking up everywhere. It's been like all night, darling.
Oh my
okay?
goodness. Okay.
I can pick bits
out. Let me just
try it. What
Make
I'm getting
sure.
is that you need. Okay, darling, you're there? Yeah, okay. Just listening.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. What I'm thinking about is I've got this lovely lady in spirit. Would you understand your mum in spirit, darling?
Yes.
And as this lady comes through, she's very proud of your achievements and everything else, but she wants you to be happy more than anything.
Yes, I agree.
So what she's asking is that you're picking two paths. It's a case of one needs to be the main one that you want to do. You can't focus on both, darling. It won't. Your master's is going to take up far too much of your time. Yeah.
Okay.
She said, focus on that. If you're that close, finish it, she says. Okay.
Okay.
Would you understand this name? Would you understand this name, Margaret or Mary, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I also want to say that this lady's coming through. She was very poorly when she passed, darling. I do feel it was a long-term illness. Does that make sense, please?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But she was very strong, like a lion. She battled it right the way through. Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand. Uh-huh.
What she wants you to do is to stop being this lion-hearted person, this strong person that, you know, doesn't show your emotions how you should do. Do you understand me?
Okay.
She's saying you quite often put a front up, darling. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
She said, sometimes it's nice to be soft, gentle, and also to speak to people about how you feel inside sometimes as well.
Okay.
She says you find it difficult, though. It's not one your way. That's why you wear this mask. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand, yes.
She says that's why you're so good at your acting.
Yes.
You're always the same as a child. She says, but I could always tell when you were lying, she says. So well, there you go.
Okay.
Right, I want to give you the 13th of November, darling, has been significant to you.
Hmm. the 13th, not that I have plans for. Hopefully it's a move coming up or something good.
Right, well, 13th of November is one date. The other one that I've got is the 7th of June as well, please.
Okay.
If you can't take them as birthdays or anniversaries of people that have passed, love, there are dates that are significant to this year for you.
Okay.
As I turn the last card over, oh, you've picked a beautiful card as your last card, darling. It's the freedom card. You have absolute freedom to go ahead and make your life fabulous, okay? It's got Pegasus, the winged horse, which is a beautiful picture here. It also has a lot to do with November in these cards. 100% November this year is a big, big month for you. Lots of change, a lot of move forward, a lot of success, a few little tears in there, but, you know, it's all good, okay? The other thing do you understand the name Judy or Julie, would this make sense?
Yeah.
It's I can't quite make out from spirit how it comes out.
Judy.
That's why
Judy,
I put
yeah,
it as Julie or Judy. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yes.
I also want to say that you've done theatre work.
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Would you understand why I'm seeing, like, The Wizard of Oz and stuff like that and Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because in the card, there's this lovely rainbow, and in the background, it looks like, you know, Oz, like the village, well, the city of Oz. It looks as if that's your path where you want to go into the magical and mystical side of things. But you're a very much a realist, darling, aren't you? You're very much scientific and realist. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, yes.
You are Mrs. Logic.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing across three cards, I would say very much in the vein of animals. You love animals and everything else like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a dog, Mm-hmm.
You understand either being brought up or on a ranch, your family has a ranch or something of this nature?
Yeah.
Like, see horses and different things like that. Your mum's showing me all this imagery. But I can also see something to do with a bobcat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain lion or something.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that would be a memory from the past as well.
Yes.
I also want to say, when I'm looking at this, I can just see that there's a lot of choice for you as well. You're not narrowed down to just one choice. Do you understand me?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to be a difficult thing for you, because what your mum would like you to do is to make the choice, finish it off, then go and make another choice, finish it off, rather than do bits and pieces of everything. Do you understand?
Yeah, I can't do that. It has to be one thing at a time. Yes, I understand.
Time to focus as well. What I want to say as well, would you understand the name Debbie or Deborah as well, please?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I also, would you understand the name John as well, please?
Yep.
Gentleman in spirit with that name as well, please.
They're still with us. They are not in spirit.
Oh, no. Okay, then, there's no problem. Take the name John for me, darling. If another gentleman comes through, would you understand your dad in spirit as well, please?
No, my dad is not in spirit. He's alive. I have an uncle named John.
Okay.
But
he's in spirit.
All my grandparents are in spirit, yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do, just to round up there, is to focus from spirit. They're giving you that time to focus on one thing at a time, to finish it one thing at a time. Because if you start spreading it around, you're not going to be the successful thing on any of the things that you're going to do. You'll just do okay.
Okay.
All right?
I see exactly what you mean. Okay.
Focus, finish. Focus, finish. And then move on to the next thing. Focus, finish. Okay, darling? Don't forget, November's very significant for you. Very significant.
I'm going to put that on the calendar. Okay.
Okay. I wish you all the best and say God bless, Kerry.
Okay.
All right, darling.
So you'll speak again. Thank you.
Bye now. Ken, I'm struggling like hell to hear people here.
I know. It's a very good line.
Crackling.
Right. I know, mate. Right, we'll do our best. Right. Austin.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is it?
This is Austin.
Hi there. What's your name again? Sorry.
Austin.
Get that name at all, Ken. Hello?
What's that? Sorry. Hello.
Sorry, what was your name? Go on.
Like Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas?
Yep.
You don't live in Texas, do you?
I don't.
No. All right, Austin. What can I do for you this evening? Well, today.
Yeah. I just wanted to get a reading if you have anything that comes up.
Okay. Not a problem. I've got three decks of cards, 1, 2, and 3. Which would you like?
Number three.
Lovely. Right, okay. Right. Let's go this way now. Right. The day that you were born on, the number.
The day was 16.
1-6.
1-6.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the month, the number?
10, another October birthday.
Another October, it's all the October people tonight.
It's a conspiracy.
So they say, Austin, so they say. Right, what I've been doing is I've been asking either for a lucky number or a number on your door. So what's your lucky number first?
My lucky number is number 8.
8. That's a good number. In spirit world, the number 8 and in numerology means a very steady, strong person who is quite balanced, not open to a lot of emotional bursts. So would that sound like you, Austin?
I would say so, yes.
The other thing with 8, it also, for me, it brings... It's a number that can be halved and halved and halved and continuum. That you try to spread yourself far too thinly. Do you understand me? You do far
yes.
too much. Does that make sense?
I do. Yes.
And like the caller before, I do feel that it's time for you to narrow yourself down to making just simple choices. Because if you don't, you're going to spread yourself too thin and never get to complete anything. But that's what you struggle to do at the moment anyway, Austin, isn't it?
It is, yes.
My wonderful father, God bless him up there for 4 or 5 years, he's gone now. But he always said to me that the day that you focus on one thing, Mike, you'll be amazing at it. You'll be the best you could ever be. And I want to say that to you, Austin, before we start. Would you understand Father in Spirit, by the way?
I do.
And he was a very logical man, your dad, wasn't he?
My dad, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Yeah, he was pretty down to earth and very straight with how he was. Does this sound the type of guy to you?
Yeah. I mean, he's still here.
He's still here?
Yeah, but there was a neighbor that I grew up with who I kind of thought of as a dad, too.
Right, so that's...
He was always focused.
Yeah. Well, time for you now is to focus on your life and your part of things instead of helping and assisting other people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We always have to find a time for ourselves. It's great to help other people. It's great to listen to other people. And it's great to support other people. But it's something you need to do now is to do that for yourself. Does that make sense? And clearly does.
Yes.
Okay, as I turn the first card over. At the moment, I don't feel that your life's very harmonious. I do feel there's not a lot of balance to it. Does that make sense?
I would say so.
If I was to say to you that you were interested in either healing or alternative medicines, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always interested in that kind of stuff. Maybe not as a work type of thing, but yeah.
No, but it's an interest of yours, and that's how you feel very interested in that. Because I'm very drawn to you actually looking deeper into that as well. Now, I don't know what your work is, but I'm drawn to something to do with either trees or plants or something like that around this place or your type of work. Does this make sense?
Probably, yeah, where I grew up. But I do like to be around trees and stuff.
What I want to say is that, right, okay, I can get this how it is now. You see, the card you've drawn is Raphael, and Raphael is the healing angel, right?
Okay.
He's always the one that has to go in and help others and heal others, listen to their problems and solve them, and give them a hand here, there, and everywhere. This is you all over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Would you understand that you're a bit of a mediator as well?
Oh, yes.
You're always the one that's standing between two people, organizing them or helping them, aren't you?
Yeah, quite often, I would say.
So for me, I'm thinking you're more looking at not so much just work with you. It's about love life and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
What does that mean, being a mediator with what? I mean, with other people's lives?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't quite catch what you were saying.
Right. So love life is not what you're looking at yourself as a direction or an interest that you want to find out about.
No, I mean, that's all fine.
So you're happy in your relationship and everything's okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of interested in, like, my acting career or my arts.
That's wonderful, and you're the second actor that's been on tonight, and we've had a singer and a musician, so it seems to be having a theme this evening as well.
I guess.
October and musicians and thespians and actors.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Let me describe what the card, what I can see in the card. There are two doves here.
Okay.
Now, doves or pigeons are not messages, so I would say that there's two people in spirit at the moment that are guiding you and helping you towards the right direction. One of them, I feel, was the gentleman, and the other one is a lady that's very much like a mother to you as well. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
And I do feel they are closely connected, these two people as well. So I feel that they're driving forward for you and trying to bring things right. Now, there's a large tree, which is like the tree of life within this card. It's really big. It's got a lot of shining stars and lights and everything else like that. That would be the theatrical side of things for you, because I can see the lights in that. In between that, there are two pair of hands which are reaching out. So for you, it's like the last lady that was on that wanted to do her acting. I feel there's other things in the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say that makes sense. I don't know what's in my way, but yeah.
It's like that you would like to make that permanent job or a your act.
Yes, I would like to make that my main job. Just need those doors to open.
Well, doors are open. That's what I can see here for you now. And I really really think, Austin, there is a move towards a change in. Ah, well, I've just turned the second card over, and as soon as I turn that card over, there's a very theatrical lady in the middle on a swing. Now, these are the type of ladies that would have been in opera and sort of musicals and stuff like that. She's got a big flary dress on and everything else. Would you understand the name Victoria or Vicky, please?
Victoria or Vicky? Kind of. I mean, there, I have
Take
a distant
Vicky.
Cousin who's Vicky, and then I grew up not too far away from Victoria, British Columbia.
So that's where you're from, in Victoria?
Well, I'm from outside of Seattle, but Victoria's not that far away.
So you'd understand that connection to you. That's the main thing. See, with the greatest respect,
yeah.
I don't know your loved ones. I don't know the evidence that I'm giving. It's your reading. But what I can
mm-hmm.
see in this is at the bottom of it, it says pleasure, pleasure, right? And your biggest pleasure to be in acting and make that your job and move that forward. And that I can see is a big thing that's coming your way. Now, I don't see any months of being significant with you at the moment. But, right, okay, I've just turned the last card and it's the stillness card. Now, with stillness, I said in the stillness card, there's two ways of it. One is the peace, meditation, relaxation, and everything else. That's not you. You like to go out there and get them. Do you understand me?
Yes. I keep saying I need to meditate, but I haven't been able to.
Well, this is where it's changing for you. The other side of stillness is that it stops, stood still, and that's how you are. You're just at a crossroads, ready to make that change and make that grab towards something. Does that make sense with where you are at the moment?
Yeah, that makes sense.
There is a choice to be made, Austin. You understand that, don't you?
I'm not sure what you mean by choice.
Okay, there is two paths you could take. You could carry on trying to do your part-time act and try and keep the job held down. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Or you go out there and try and find something that's going to build up your acting so that you can let go of the other job and make it your permanent job. Hard choice to make, but if you work hard enough, I can see that there's success in here for you.
Okay.
And when
Makes
I'm looking
sense.
At this, would you understand the name Paul as well, please?
Yeah, I got a brother named Paul.
And the name Joe.
Spawn of devil.
Joseph.
Joseph is his middle name.
You understand that, definitely.
What's that?
Okay. Right. Okay. Just to round up for
like
you,
him.
Austin. What I'm getting from spirit is that they're trying to support you, this couple, this two people in spirit, trying to guide you into the right direction. The main choice they want you to make, that you go out there and you try and build up your acting so that you can replace your job. If that is not successful, then you've already still got your job to back it up. They don't want you to give it up just straight off. Do you understand me? You're going to have to go out there and find something that builds that side up. Good. What I can see for you is that there's harmony and pleasure and stillness. Put the three together means that there is a time to move forward, to bring balance, to bring harmony into your life so that you end up with the happiness and the pleasure that you're after. So that is a very positive put together from three cards for you, Austin.
Okay. What did Paul have to do with any of it? How does he fit?
Again.
Oh, you'd mentioned Paul. You'd mentioned Paul, and I was just wondering how he fits into it.
Was Paul in spirit, did he say? Sorry. Keep breaking up.
No, he's still here.
Okay, so you're just wondering about Paul as a name, why it came through. It was coming from the couple that I said, which was like the father figure and the mother figure. Okay, they mentioned they said at the moment that that's where you are, somebody that's around you or close to you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely okay. My brother, Paul Joseph.
Sorry.
Oh, I said that's definitely his name, Paul Joseph. But we're not in contact. We don't like each other.
So well, that's quite specific with a name anyway, which is quite good. You know, and that's how I normally work. they're very and the evidence. I also want to say to you at the moment as well. You have some problems at the moment.
Have what? Sorry, you cut out.
You've had a stomach problem just recently.
I do, yes. And actually, today I just started juicing celery juice for it.
Be careful, please, Austin. Don't be juicing too much. What you need to do is fix it with a balanced diet with other things, okay?
Okay.
Your stomach won't be able to take it, son. That's what they're saying up there. They're saying don't be suicidal, and you need to find a happy balance with it.
Okay. Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing.
So, you know, just be careful with what you're doing with your ingestions of foods, okay? Oh,
okay.
Actually, I've just been given a month. You'd understand March the 23rd as being significant.
March 23rd?
Just remember I've said that. I also want to give you for a bit... Oh, thank you, that's nice. You're another October,
I was in Ireland
aren't
in
you?
March 23rd. Oh, I was in
October
Ireland in March
the
23rd.
Second. Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying that March 23rd, that's when I was in Ireland.
Well, there you go. It's a very significant date for you then, isn't it?
Yeah, it was actually the first time I met my Irish cousins.
October 23rd. Can change for you. There is a big celebration around that time, and that is not just financial, it's a success celebration. Okay,
What was it? October what?
22nd.
October 2nd. Okay,
October 22nd. There, okay, Austin.
Oh, 22nd.
Hopefully, that's helped with your guidance where you need to go. What your loved ones are telling you is to make a choice in the end, but not make it straight away. They want you to balance things out first, but try and get more acting career going on that side before you give up your job. You know you need to keep stability first with that because you haven't got the finances to actually just stop straight. That is a common thing. But what they also want you to know is that there is a big celebration October 22nd to do with all of this. So just look forward to that and be careful very much with your stomach and your juicing and stuff like that, Austin, because they're quite concerned that you're going to replace things too much with one thing and not balance your body enough and you become a little bit poorly or sick, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You've had the heads up, Austin. God bless and good luck to you.
That's Austin then. Okay. Right, now we've had 11 callers in the call queue this evening. And as we know, the one microphone cuts across the other. So I'm going to shut up in just a moment. And the next call that you will hear is Nancy.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Nancy. You okay?
Oh, yes. Yes. I didn't know when I was supposed to speak. But anyway,
okay.
It's good to talk to you.
It is. It's been a really strange night. I'm struggling loads to hear people. And, you know, I'm on Skype and everything else, but it's just not been very good at all. So. But we're here, we're live, and we're going. What can I do for you tonight, Nancy?
Well, I have a lot of things coming up in the next 3 days, but otherwise, just do your magic.
No problem at all. Thank you for that. And and thank you for calling it magic. I do my best to conjure up what I can. Well, I have to say, would you understand your mum in spirit, Nancy?
Yes.
And I have to say with this lady, as she comes through, she was an absolute lovely lady, a gem, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I come through with this lady, she'd give you everything she's got and a lot more too. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Would you understand also, I have to say, either a necklace or a cross from this lady, would that make sense?
That might be my grandmother. Yeah, she gave me a necklace like that.
That's okay. Sometimes they come through as mother figures and that motherly feeling, but very, very close with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would mean that mum and gran are together as well, which makes sense as well. That would make definite sense to me.
Okay.
And as this lady comes through, I do feel that she's got this lovely hair. Does that make sense?
Let's see. I'm trying to think which one had curly hair and one had straight hair. I'm not sure which one.
Well, your nano gran had curly hair.
Yes. My grandmother had curly hair.
Almost in a bob, something of that nature. And your mum had the straighter hair, right?
Yeah.
And I do feel with mum, it was a real bad illness. Does that make sense with her?
I'm sorry? It was real?
Would you understand the cancerous condition, please, darling, with one of these ladies?
My grandmother.
Okay. I think it's your gran that's coming through the strongest, darling. And I do feel with this lady, she's trying to say to you not to be, you know, stressing so much. You just worry about every single thing, don't you?
Not lately. I used to be that way all the time. Mm-hmm.
She says it's about being relaxed and just letting things happen naturally instead of, like, trying to control everything so you make it happen your way, if you get me.
I thought I was getting better with that, but I'll listen.
Well, she's watching over you, and she's just trying to say to you, you know, that you are doing well, so don't think that you're not, but she wants to make sure that you don't go back to all of that and that you keep going forward with things, you know, without the stress and all the worry. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I have to say with mother, though, I do feel she went very quickly, darling. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I am holding my chest area and towards heart and different things. Does that make sense?
Yes, she had a heart attack. Mm-hmm.
And I do say with this, there was no warning to this either. It just happened. Does that make sense?
Yes. I wasn't there, but that's what I heard, yes.
Well, she doesn't want you to think that she didn't care for you or didn't love you. She did very much. And she doesn't worry that you weren't there or weren't able to get there either. She also says that I'm with my mum anyway, and your gran came through first to you. She says that we're both happy together now, and any problems that we had while we were here have been completely settled.
Beautiful.
And she just wanted to say, she's just holding a Bible there, darling. Would you understand something about a Bible, please?
No, that was something that we never had in the household.
Right. Well, I'll take it symbolically, darling, that she's found her faith. And she actually now believes in it all, what's been said and, you know, what her... Gran was more religious than her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, you know, that's how I feel, that she's actually found her belief and her faith at last. And she wants you to believe as well. She says, not so much, you don't need to go to church, darling. She says, that's not your boat. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do.
But she also wants to say something about a spiritual item you have in the house, a cross or something like this. Does this make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not just the one on the chain, darling. We've mentioned that already. There's something else in there.
Okay, I see what you mean. Not that I can think of. Not that I see.
Right. I'll tell you what I'm seeing anyway. I'll tell you what I can see. Would you understand something to do with horseshoes?
Horseshoes?
Yeah.
Not really.
You haven't got a horseshoe in the house, have you?
No.
No. Well, for me, horseshoes are about luck and about money. And that's some of the things you've got coming up very soon, aren't they?
That would be wonderful.
So you're looking for more finances, or what you're trying to earn more money, or that's what's coming up over the next few days. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, what's coming up has nothing to do with finances.
Okay, well, just remember I mentioned it.
Yes, I hear you.
Because it'll make perfect sense when it happens, when it connects with what you're doing to finances and earning money. It will make sense eventually.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Three packs of cards. One, two, or three?
Three.
Is that a three?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. The day that you were born on, darling, the number.
The second. Two.
Two, the second. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Month, please.
Eight.
Eight, okay. Right. Lucky number.
My lucky number? 17.
Lucky number, darling. 17. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 17. 8, 5, 6, 7. And all of those numbers that you selected there for me are an 8 derivative. 7 and 1 is 8, 8 itself. And so on and so forth. And what we've got here, we've actually ended up with four cards. So we'll take whichever cards come together. That's how you do it when it's drawn out of the deck. Okay, is there anything specifically you'd like to know?
Well, the thing that's coming up is I'm taking a class in healing for 3 days, and I was wondering how you see the energy around that or how it's going to turn out.
So you're learning to be a healer, darling?
Yes, I've been doing some of that work in the past, but yeah, this is a new type of healing.
This is to do with like Reiki or hands-on healing, does that make sense?
It's theta healing.
It's which, sorry?
Theta.
What I'm seeing is there's a connection here to a lot of back pain and different things like that. And to muscular stuff, okay? So what you're doing would be connected to either the skeletal or muscular system. Would that make sense?
Yes, I can understand that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm seeing here as well, the card is Firm Foundation. Now, it's funny because the number on the card is 4. And what month are we in? The fourth month. So it's very significant,
uh-huh.
This card, too, about that. It's taken you a long time to go down this route, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, quite a journey. Mm-hmm.
Well, on the picture, there's a massive mountain in front of the person. But what I'm seeing is there's like a ladder up and down the mountain. So there is every chance that you're going to be able to scale this very easy, Okay? It's going to come naturally to you. It's going to be something that you thought was going to be difficult, but not. Okay?
Okay.
Right. What I can see here as well, the next card that I've just turned is Rejoice in Celebration. Now, the number 3 comes with that as well. So what I would say is that there's either just been a celebration in March, okay? Would there be a celebration in March, please?
In March, yeah, my husband's birthday.
Well, that's lovely. And that's what I could see was a celebration. Now, there's 3 hands with this. And looking at this, there's a male and 2 females. So you would have a daughter here?
Yes.
And this daughter is looking to be successful herself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she's kind of going on a long journey herself.
And I feel with this that she needs the enlightenment of maybe that type of thing, some therapies herself or something of this nature to help her out. Would that make sense?
Oh, I see. What I'm doing now, the healing, you mean?
Within that, it's a combination of things. You're on your journey with the healing as like an inspiration, or you would use that to help your daughter. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I could see helping my granddaughter with that. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic. If you could see that, that's wonderful, darling, because I can just see that that is going to help as well. Would you also, can you place me a ring from Spirit, please? Either from, yes, it's from Mum or Gran. Would that make sense to you as well?
Did they wear the ring, or is it something I was given?
No, you have. You won.
Oh, it's a baby ring that I had when I was young. I never got another ring from them.
I was just going to say, it's almost, I was looking at like either a christening bracelet, we have them in this country, or a christening ring or a confirmation ring or something like that. So you would understand this small ring. Like
yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. It's wonderful. Because I could just see it being given from the mum or gran to you for that reason.
Yeah.
When you were younger.
Yes.
Right. The next card is Mental Conflict. Now, you've been through a lot of torture with yourself, and you'd understand also mental health connections and different things. Does that make sense, darling?
I was a mental health nurse for about 25 years.
Well, that's a specific piece of evidence then, isn't it, darling?
Yeah.
Mental health and everything else. 25 years, that's quite wonderful. So, and I have to say, I admire you very much. I used to be a specialised one-to-one and an outreach worker for self-harming people in
right.
mental institutes. So it was an extremely difficult job because approaching people with them difficulties, not knowing whether they're going to take their own life in front of you or take your life for that matter, is very hard, and it must have been very difficult for you. I admire you totally for that, darling.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it has its moments for sure. Yeah, it was worthwhile, but it had its moments.
And that's the thing, because the last card that came with that one was Material and Spiritual Prosperity. So from that time that you learned that there is so much in this world that's worth living for and still so much worth giving as well, does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Right. I've been given a specific date there as well, darling. Let's see, 2, 5, 9. The 9th of June. Would you understand this date, please?
The 8th of June?
9th.
Excuse me? The 9th of June?
The 9th of June, yes.
No,
if this isn't
not,
a specific
not really.
Birthday or anniversary, you know
no.
it.
The 9th of
then
June,
then watch
no.
for this date this year, darling. 9th of June.
Okay.
So take
okay.
that with me, with you. Okay. The other one that I'm looking at as well is the 7th of August, okay?
Okay.
I do see this path opening up and healing for you, darling, but I also see other alternate therapies that will go with it. I also see you as almost like psychotherapist, that type of thing as well, and also something to do with past life regression or that type of stuff as well, or hypnotherapy.
I've studied that too, and I'd like to get into that. That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, another nice specific piece of evidence and proof that your loved ones are communicating with you to make things right and give you the right path. You are on the right path, darling. And on that note, I'm afraid I will have to round up. So I will say to you, good luck, enjoy the course, and enjoy everything that you're doing. And from me, God bless. If you're on Facebook, Mike Boyd Spiritualist Medium or Michael Boyd, you can click on there. I think there's a link there for you as well. I'll look forward to speaking to you sometime. Take care.
Oh, take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
God bless you, darling. God bless you.
Okay, we're going to have to wind it up, ladies and gents. Michael's got his finger on the button there. He's the one in the control room at the moment. When Michael hangs up, the show hangs up. So I hope you've all enjoyed it there this evening. We had 11 callers in the call queue. There's no way we're ever going to fit 11 into 2 hours. And we did have a few technical problems there at the start, we know. But we got through most of you this evening anyway. And those that we didn't, do call back again. And thank you all for being here. So it's I can either cut it from this end, Michael, or you can cut it from your end, yeah? So when one of us hangs up, it goes, ladies and gents.